Just lift up holy hands and say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, God is real. Say, so there's something about supernatural power. Some say the delivering. Power of God. I heard it this morning. I was listening. I don't even like that CD anymore. Amen. But I heard it again and again. Somebody say, he will deliver me. Look at somebody say, I'm going to be delivered. And my change is coming. Act like it. Anybody say, what, girl, what are you doing? Boy, what you going through? Somebody say, I'm waiting for my change to come. I'm about to get out of this. Things are going to get better. Say, he will deliver me. Say, by faith. Hallelujah. Say, God's going to bring me out completely. Isn't he a wonderful God? How good is he? Some say there's a wave coming. And I'm going to catch it and ride on over to where he wants me to be. Some say change coming. Oh, say it again. Change coming. See, you got to have faith. See, we prophesy the word of God to you. We speak the word of God to you. Amen. That you might be able to hear it and put your faith to it. And what do I mean when I say put your faith to it? If you somebody say, put some action to it. Start to rearrange some things. Start to change up things. Start to look a little bit different. Amen. Put a different countenance on your face. Somebody, expectation makes me.
Expectation.
Change myself.
Change.
Say, I got a letter in the mail today.
My change.
Amen. Is coming. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I don't expect it to be the same tomorrow. Because it's not the same today. When you really think about it, somebody say, glory to God. Say, things are better today than they were yesterday. Glory to God. It's getting better all the time. God is on my side. Tell somebody. He's about to do what he said he would do. Somebody say, set you high upon a rock. Yay, shall my head be lifted up. Somebody say, yep. That's what yay means. Yep.
Yeah.
Yay shall my head be lifted up high. Amen. Above my enemy. Somebody say, glory to God. I had a word for the Holy Ghost from you. God's about to bring you out in the midst of all of your enemies. Somebody say, hallelujah. When all the dogs are gathered around.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't have any enemies, so don't think I'm going through any changes. Glory to God. I'm going through changes, but I ain't worried about that stuff no more. Somebody say, hallelujah. Woo! Somebody say, go to Ephesians chapter. We're going to do this real quick. Ephesians chapter 2. Hallelujah! Dean likes that. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Don't you know you're about to be blessed?
Amen.
Supernaturally?
Amen!
Not just with a good job and with the stuff that good job can do, but God is on your side. We believe in God's prospering power. We believe in it. I'm looking out today and I'm seeing that, look, y'all, we're looking a little bit blessed than we used to do.
Amen.
We're looking a little bit more blessed than we used to look.
Amen.
We're walking a little bit higher than we used to walk. Amen.
Amen.
A little bit more confidently, knowing that God's going to take care of it. We're eating a little bit better than we used to eat. Amen.
Amen.
Sitting at a couple of different tables. Amen. You start to look at the table. Where's the tablecloth? Amen. Because you realize good how God can be. How good can God be to you? I mean, when you just go throw something on, you're still looking good when it's thrown on. Somebody say hallelujah. That's what God wants to do.
Amen.
I like that when you just fall into something that looks nice. Amen. I just threw this on and mean it. Amen.
Amen.
You'd have to think for a week. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Somebody
say blessed.
Blessed.
The Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he addeth absolutely no sorrow with it. And some of your sorrow's gone already. We got to get up. Jesse, you helping me here? Hey, hallelujah. He's trying. Amen. It says this, Ephesians chapter 2, hallelujah, verse 6. And hath raised us up together and made us. Somebody say made us.
Made us.
Somebody say made us.
Made us.
Somebody say I'm sitting in heavenly places. See, you're not going to hear that everywhere. See, they just want you to hang out around church and act Christianized. Amen. But there's something more than that. Amen. Some say supernatural power. Said, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. That in the ages to come he might show. Somebody say show.
Show.
Show. Say it again. Show. God said this is the year that he wants to manifest his care for you.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say show off. Say it again, show off.
Show off.
That he might be able to show the exceedingly, somebody say exceedingly.
Exceeding.
He's El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough.
Amen.
Somebody gonna catch that wave.
Amen.
Somebody say show it.
Show it.
I like that if you're happy, you ought to have some joy and show it. What it's like, God, if you're abundant, amen. If you own everything, you ought to show it.
Amen.
Somebody, if you love me, you ought to show it.
Amen.
That he might show forth. Somebody say, show forth.
Show forth.
The exceeding, not just a little bit of his riches, not just a glimpse of it. Somebody say, the exceeding. The more than enough, the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us. Through Christ, somebody say, the anointing of Jesus. Somebody better say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Look at somebody say, it's no time to be pulling back. You better hold on. Hold on to what? Hold on to hope. Hold on to the anointing of God, because God's going to show you his exceeding riches through the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
For by grace, someone say grace. Somebody say thank God for grace. Thank God for grace. Somebody say grace. That means anointing, empowerment, God's favor, a divine flow of God through you. Amen. A move of the Spirit. Say grace. Everybody say change is coming. By our grace. There's a grace that's going to change the tide for you. Amen. See, that grace, the move of the Spirit comes in like waves. It comes in like the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Some say the change of tide. We heard something a couple weeks back. Some say the winds of change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I might have to have church all by myself. Jesse, you look good enough to have church with me. Amen. Some say the winds of change. That means there's a grace so strong it'll bring about change. It'll change the direction. It'll change the way some things. Somebody say, well, smack me, Holy Ghost, with a wave that'll bring some change. That'll bring some change.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, wash me whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Just come on. Now, listen. It says, listen, for by grace are you saved through faith. Now, listen, you got to have faith that there's a wave coming. Somebody say, there's a grace coming. There's an anointing coming. Somebody say, faith. So those waves of grace, you got to believe in it. Amen. Will come by faith. Amen. Through faith. And not of yourselves. It is a gift. Somebody say a gift.
It's a gift.
Say it again. A gift.
It's a gift.
A gift. Say it.
Gift.
A gift.
It's a
gift. Of God. Look at somebody
and
say, so what are you working so hard for?
What are you working so hard?
What are you worrying so much for? Why is your time so messed up? Why are you running around with a chicken with your head cut off? What you biting your nails for? Why do you have all this anxiety? So say it's a grace. It's a gift. Say, now you can make it on your own if you want to. Somebody say hallelujah. But you can ride the ways of the grace of God. Amen. With the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You got to have faith. It's easy to have faith in God, but can you put more faith in God than you put in yourself?
Yes.
You know, can you put more faith in God than your plan? Can you put more faith in, come on now.
Amen.
So say, I trust him. For we are saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Some say, walking in,
walking in
good works.
Good works.
Say, good work.
Good works.
Say, ordained.
Ordained.
To walk in good works.
To walk in good works.
The work of God.
God.
Say, that's a work of the Spirit. Amen. Say, I'm ordained to walk in the work of the Spirit. Say, there's work going all around this place. Amen. Say, there's some hard workers. Say, what do you mean hard worker? I'm working in the work of God. The angels are working. Amen. The anointing of God's working. The Spirit of God's working. The power of God's working. Some say this supernatural life that we live, it's working. And all I'm doing is walking in it.
Amen.
Some say, ordained of God. To walk in the work of God. So I better say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I like this real quick. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, again.
Jesus.
We've been singing on this. Now I'm just refreshing your memory just a little bit. Job chapter 14. Job chapter 14. Ooh, glory to God. So say, he will deliver me. Say, he will deliver me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look at you glistening out there. Shining. Look at the glory of God. Somebody say, the glory of God. See, when I see things sparkle, it reminds me of the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Job. It's on page number 505. Job chapter 14, verse 14. If a man dies, some say, if a man dies. Some say, glory to Job 14, 14. We're going to pick up something here, people. Say, if a man dies. Unless a seed dies, it will never be able to produce. And we're sitting up here talking about our works versus the works of Christ. Our abilities versus the ability of the Spirit of God. Some say, if a man dies, yet shall he live again. How many want to come to life again? How many want to come to life again? How many want to come? See, you know, there are certain things you got to learn to die to yourself and a lot of issues. Before we even get that, I just want to read that first. Go back over to verse 13, chapter 13. Verse 15. Some say, if a man dies. See, you don't know what death is. See, we got to learn what death in the Spirit is. Somebody say, hallelujah, death in some things. There's some things we got to die to, amen, before we can live in them. So you're going to have to kill some stuff off before you start to live in that life that we're talking about, amen.
Amen.
Before you go up there to sit with him in heavenly place, you're going to have to die. Amen. I'm talking about die to some things. Amen.
Amen.
Only those that are alive in Christ can sit there.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Do you know there's some certain things in the era of prosperity you're going to have to die to financially before you can even live in it?
Amen.
How did you get here? How did you get that abundance? I had to die to a lot of things financially. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, it's the process of death that brought about life. Somebody say hallelujah. So you got to learn to hold on. Somebody say hold on.
Hold on.
Say hold on.
Hold on.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hold on to the word of God. Even some, you know, just hold on. We're sitting up here, you know, we've been working this ministry for years. I mean, we're going into 6 years. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. Up and down. Amen. All crazy. Amen. But we still got the word and we're just holding on. Somebody say hallelujah. And see, we want to think about our reputation. We want to think about all the other things, but we got to be like Job. Somebody say hallelujah. How many want to get what Job got? Job went through. He went through. It seemed like he lost just about everything. Looked like it was over. But in the end, boy, restoration was real good, wasn't it? I mean, God will restore stuff you didn't even know the devil stole. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. God will put stuff back you never even known you knew you had.
Amen.
Job was going through all of these things, yet he said, though he slay me, Some say yet.
Yes.
Say yet.
Yes.
Yet.
Yes.
I'm going to keep holding on, though it looks like this thing I'm holding on is killing everything. Amen. This is what God told me to do. It seems like it's taking up all my time, taking all my money. Amen. These are my younger years. I need to be out there doing something. Somebody say, yo. Say though.
No.
He. The thing that God called you to walk into in the beginning part, at times it doesn't seem to be anything but a burden of death.
Amen.
So this thing that God gave me, it's killing me.
Amen.
I can't hold out. How can I put up with this and deal with this? I don't understand it. Someone say, glory to God. That's what it's like in the area of investment sometimes. You know when you first get in, it don't look too good. All you do is feel the pain. Amen. You know, it was sitting up there. You could touch it, buy a candy bar every now and then, go out to eat, and all of a sudden you done stuck it into something. And the first time, when it first goes off, you're hurting pretty bad. But you just let it sit for a while. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the end, it's going to pay off.
Amen.
If you listen to the Holy Ghost and paid your tithes. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. Though he slay me. So say glory to God. I'ma hold on. Some say that's death. It said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain my ways. Some say, I will maintain. Some say, glory to God. Even though it looks like it's killing me. Amen. Even though it looks like it might be getting worse instead of better. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you try something else? Why don't you do something else? No, I'm going to stick with the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
But it's going good over here. Grass is always greener on the other side until you get there.
Yes.
Amen. And you get out of the plan of God. The moment you put your foot on it, everything around it will die.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. But I, some say, but I. Some say, when it's killing me. Some say, glory to God. See, when you get here, you're about to get deliverance, people.
Hallelujah.
This is chapter 13. That's real bad when it's Job chapter 13. Somebody say, hallelujah. Some say, I'm in the chapter 13 of Job. Somebody say, glory to God. What happens when you're in chapter 13 of Job?
Thank you, Jesus.
This is when you confess. Say, I don't care. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. I'm going to maintain. They say, you don't trust in anything. When you trust, you just don't say it out of your mouth. You maintain course.
Amen.
You say, stay on course.
Stay
on track. What you going to do? You're not going to add anything to it? You're not going to give any bonus points? Amen. You're just going to sit up there and relax and do what God told you to do. What did he say? Dude, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Somebody say, hallelujah. And sometimes I got to the point in my faith where I hope it would kill me. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You ever been there, people?
Amen.
Obeying the Holy Ghost? Well, sure, Holy Ghost, you can have it all. What next? Okay. Whoop-de-doo.
Amen.
I will. See, you're not trusting until you're maintaining course. See, he don't want to hear you sing a song, I trust you, I trust you, I trust you. Shut up and do what he says to do. So say, maintain.
Maintain.
I will maintain mine own ways. Some say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before him. He also shall be, somebody say, when you got that mentality, he will be your salvation. Some say, for a hypocrite shall not come before him. Some say, you got to
be real.
See, there are certain people that maintain course. As soon as everything glittering, everything shiny, everything going good, they're going to be on track. When the blessings are manifest, they're right there shouting and singing. Amen. But you let that little death element come, that little test of faith. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy, they go running like a cockroach in the light. Amen. Somebody say, glory to God. See, how do you know you're going to stand when you get blessed? Amen. When you stood, amen. When it didn't look like there was anything left.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. I will maintain my way, for he shall be my salvation. A hypocrite shall not stand before him. Some say hallelujah. Now, I like that. Now, right here, now we go back over to 14. If you got to that point, some of you might be there. Some of you might be in chapter 13 of Job. Say, though he slay me. Stop crying about it. Stop whining about it. Stop bucking. You ain't going to win that way. You can't beat God. You can't get delivered, and you can't bring about salvation any faster than he can. There is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. Someone say hallelujah. There are a lot of people rolling around in circles. Amen. Picking all the wrong doors, thinking it's going to bring some type of salvation. Amen. You better hold on to God. I've had lots of Looney Tunes promise salvation. Good Lord. Boy, am I tired of that. Boy, do I got a plan for you. I bet you do. All of mine appointed days, all of my days of my appointed, someone said, of my appointed times. Since there's an appointment with God. Someone said, you got an appointment with God. And that word appointment means seasons. Some say seasons. Then we did that teaching on the four seasons of faith. Well, a season, when you look at a season, different seasons in your life, a season is nothing but an appointment with God. Somebody say hallelujah. In seasons that may appear challenging, it's nothing but an appointment with God. In season of great prosperity and abundance, that is nothing but an appointment with God. And how you meet with him may be differently. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when things are going good, amen, you know, people, well, let's take the bad times. There are bad times. In bad times, people usually retract from God. They get mad. They get upset. They get disappointed, amen, and they miss it. Somebody say miss it. Miss it. In a bad time, you don't run from God. You don't get upset about it, amen. You run to God. To say, run to him. To say, this is nothing but an appointment with God. And then after that, you know, there's some good season. Somebody say, good season. There are some people that get loony on that. After things start getting real good, God brings them out. Amen. He delivers them, sets them free. Then all of a sudden, in the good season, they miss their appointment with God. They say, hey, this is nothing but an appointment with myself. I did this. This is the work of my hand. I'm blessed. And then we forget all about God. When God blesses you abundantly, you better meet him there. You better let him get in on that blessing with you. Glory to God. God, thank you for doing this. Thank you for bringing me in. Only you did this. I see you here, Jesus. Some say, all of mine appointed times. I'm going to wait. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So he was there. Is he there right now? See, if you can't find him where you are, no matter where you are, amen, you're missing it. Amen. You're not waiting. You're not waiting. Someone say, be a waiter. Anybody ever had a bad waiter? Bring your own nasty water, amen. Crud in the ice, amen. And the only time you see him around, the only time, I mean, boy, when it comes around the time they bring that tip, they get real energetic. Here you go, amen. It's tip time, amen. But midway around it, amen, they get all slack and lazy, amen. But they really buckle up around the end of it, amen, really sharpen up. You say, wait. You got to be like a good waiter waiting on Jesus. You got to be sitting at the table. Somebody say, I'm a servant in this. Somebody be on time. You want some more coffee? Hallelujah. You want another glass of water? Amen. Let me put your napkin on your lap. Say, all my appointed times. I'm going to wait on him until my change comes. Somebody say, hallelujah. Thou shalt call and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire. To work of thine own hand. Somebody say hallelujah. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Somebody say, go to Psalm chapter 112. Somebody say, we're learning how to get out of some stuff. Somebody say hallelujah. Your change is coming. Surely, Psalm chapter 112, verse 6. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil things. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desires upon his enemies. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Go to Psalm 115, verse 9. O Israel, trust in the Lord, for he is thy help and thy shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is the help, is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is thy help, and he is their help and their shield. And I like this part right here. I want to close right here. The Lord had been mindful of us. Some say, I was on his mind because I was in front of his face. The Lord had been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless us. He will bless us. Oh, y'all are real quiet like y'all are in some other kind of place. Amen. We believe what we read. Amen.
Amen.
We believe what we read. Amen. The Lord said, listen, the Bible says, listen, I have a plan for you. I have thoughts toward you. Amen. Thoughts to bless you. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody, the Lord's thinking about me. He will bless me.
Amen.
If God's thinking about you, he's thinking about a blessing. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Y'all need to get an ink pen out and record that. That's another verse 13. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 1, 15, 13. He will bless them that fear the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesse, I know you got the word on the inside of your heart. Holy Ghost said, teach reverence. Teach them the fear of the Lord. Amen. That's one of the foundational things I want you to do is teach the reverence of God. Teach the fear of God. That it's been prophesied again and again and again. They'll be blessed. Amen. And somebody say, glory to God. It all fits together, people.
Yes.
When you see us teaching the fear of God, we're teaching you how to get blessed.
Amen.
I'm going to speak it out of my mouth. God said, listen, they can go wherever they want to, but I can't bless them the way that I want to bless them. Amen. He said, there's a special blessing there. Amen. Because they can get in on that covenant. Amen.
Amen.
When you go someplace that demands the fear of God,
amen,
they demand the blessing. Somebody say, those that demand the fear of God,
amen,
have the ability
to command
the blessing of God.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, we'll demand the fear of God. Glory to God. But when the time comes and you're in need, we'll command the blessing of God to go out towards you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get this on the inside of my spirit because I learned a long time ago. Amen. When you hear a word of God, you got to learn to work it. Amen. That's your breakthrough. That's your deliverance. Amen.
Amen.
From revelation, he brings you out.
See,
do you want to put something on the inside of your mouth since you decided you didn't want to talk about the gossip and mess anymore? I'm trying to give you something else to talk about. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah. He's off that confession. Amen. We got that already together. Amen. Now he's trying to give us something to say.
Amen.
Now I want you to open your big mouth and put this on the inside of it.
Amen.
He will bless them. Say he will bless them. Make it better. He will bless me. Oh, you got to open your mouth wide like somebody slapped your child. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Say,
he will
bless
me
because I fear him.
Glory
to God. So say,
both small
and great.
And great.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is no respecter of person. You just start fearing God and expect the blessing to manifest. Somebody say, I'm listening for God. Amen. I'm not worried about all the other stuff. Amen. My situation is just hearing God and reverencing. Holy Ghost, what do you want? Amen. What did you say?
Amen.
When you're in a bind, see, I'm talking about people real quick. Their job stuff gets all messed up. They get all wacky. Amen. So I said, it's time to tighten up on Jesus.
Amen.
It's trying to tighten up on God. Amen. That stuff, you can expect that to happen.
Amen.
He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall I'm trying to bless this small little group this morning. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord shall increase you. That's power, people. That's power. There's an anointing on that even now. The Lord shall increase you, girl. Increase you more and more. You and your children. I like that you say you and your mama. Amen. But the Lord shall increase you and your children. That's a covenant. Somebody say hallelujah. Ye are the blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord, and the earth hath he given to the children of men. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Check this out. The dead praise not the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. See, you, until you realize you're dead unless you are alive in Christ.
Amen.
And the only way to come alive in Christ is to acknowledge you're dead. That's how you die to self. When those works trying to come up, those little ideas and thoughts and plans, somebody say amen. All that mess, all that, amen. It reminds me of that little coyote trying to chase a roadrunner. He comes up with some of the wildest ideas, amen, and goes and buy, I mean, he has great stock in Acme, amen. He'll buy all kind of stuff, and all every plan's better than the last plan. I mean, I've been watching that thing since I was 4 years old. I mean, and he hadn't caught the roadrunner yet, except for that little bumper sticker you saw at one time during the 70s, amen. You never ever say, now I got you, amen. But he always had a plan, and it never worked out. Listen, the dead praise not the Lord. See, that means people that are still caught up in themselves. See, when we talk about the dead, there are people that are confident in themselves. For the wages of sin, some say wages of sin is death. That means people that are doing things outside of the will of God, outside of the way of God, those are dead works. Amen. Those are dead works. See, things outside of the anointing, those things are dead. Amen. Some say praise. See, why do we praise God so much around here? See, praising God is more than making noise.
Amen.
Praising God's more than just picking up a little Hosanna Integrity book and learning the chords. Amen.
Amen.
Praising means you're going through something. You want to celebrate what you're going through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you're not worried about what people think. You just do whatever you got to do. Some say, the dead don't know how to praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But he will bless the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
But he will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then why don't you stand up right where you are? Somebody say hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Psalm 118 says this. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say, his mercy endures forever. I called upon the Lord in my distress, and he answered me and set me in a large place. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me.
Amen.
The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me.
Amen.
It is better to trust in the Lord. Some say better. God's trying to show you how to get something better. There's a word here, something better. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations can pass me round about, but the name of the Lord. Somebody say, but in the name of the Lord. Somebody say, what? In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
I Somebody say, I
will
destroy them.
Destroy.
That's a rough scripture, isn't it?
Amen.
Then verse 17, the last one. Amen.
I.
Now I'm talking about those that have already died. Amen. So say,
I shall
not die,
die.
But live.
But live.
The devil's trying to kill you.
Amen.
And if you're not too sharp, amen, your head will get in on it. Amen.
Amen.
I shall not die, but live. And declare. So say, and declare.
And declare.
The works
of the Lord.
Some say, I shall not die. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some say, I'm going to come alive. I'm not going to die. I'm going to live to declare the works of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
How do you declare the works of the Lord? You just live this life. Amen. What happened? God did it. That's declaring
Amen.
The works of the Lord.
Amen.
Some say, God did it.
God did
now bless the Lord in your blessed tongues. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this wonderful group of blessed people that live to declare your works, that put their trust, that put their confidence in you. Therefore, Father God, everything they put their hand to is supernaturally, abundantly blessed. Hallelujah. And your command, your blessing toward them, Father God. Oh, Father God, let your anointing rest on them. Keep them safe and free from all harm. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, let it manifest. Let it manifest. Let it manifest. Let it manifest, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Some say the most blessed. Most high God. Hallelujah. Y'all go on out and be blessed today. Don't miss tonight. Put on some good music for